Good morning.
It's good to be here, isn't it? May we never take it for granted. Really, God's given us health and strength to make it here today, and we praise Him for it. We miss everybody that's watching online. We really miss, and I know that you miss as well, and we just pray that you'll come here, be able to come here. We are taking precautions. Don't let fear stop you, but be cautious, but don't let fear stop you. But we just miss everybody. And looking forward to when we can all be together again. Thank you for this opportunity to speak in front of you. How many churches would allow someone like me, except for my family, because you love me? But it's such a great opportunity for me to grow, as Wes did such a great job with the lesson this morning. As he said, you learn more when you're the one preparing for it. The blessing is really in the studying and preparing for it. I have something on my heart. I want to share it with you. And if you would pray while I'm speaking, that God would fill me with His Spirit, so that what I have and what my thoughts and I can share them with you. And I don't think I'm going to tell you anything that this church family doesn't know, but we need to remember, we need to encourage, we need to speak and remind each other. And that's why it's so great to get together. The scripture reading that I picked is in Genesis chapter 5. I don't know if everybody knows who Enoch was. We don't know too much about him. He's in the line of, in the genealogy of Christ, from Adam to Noah, he's in the lineage, and it's in chapter 5 of Genesis. So it goes through, and it starts with Adam, and it tells you, you know, Adam lived 130 years. He fathered a son in his own likeness, after his image, and named him Seth. The days of Adam after he fathered Seth were 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. Now, this continues from Seth to Enosh to begot Kenan, Jared. Then we come to Enoch. We come to verse 21. If you have your Bibles, verse 21, the scripture that was read today. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God. After he fathered Methuselah 300 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Thus all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Like I said, we don't know too much about Enoch. There's a prophecy that's quoted in the book of Jude. Again, he was in the genealogy in Luke's gospel. But if you turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 has Abraham, Moses, Elijah. A lot of important people named in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. But what it reads about Enoch is it's chapter 11 verse 5. And it says, by faith Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Now, if we think about walking, think about the walks that you've taken. I don't know when the last time you've taken a walk with somebody. Maybe it was a child. Maybe it was with your mother, your father. Maybe it was with your spouse. Maybe it was with a stranger. But walking is a special time if you think about it. Now, in this day and age with cell phones, you see it's crazy. Two people will be walking together, and they'll both be having conversations with different people. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about two people that are present together. That are there. That it's a time for conversation. It's just a special time that you are together in each other's presence. It's a time for building a relationship. You know, I remember times walking with my mother at the beach. She would always, we'd go for a week, and she would take me once, as I was a teenager and we were going through those times, she would take me for a walk, and you know, it's like, oh, you know, a teenager and their mother walking, you know, it's like the last place you want to be. Looking back, that was a special time. There's something special about walking with somebody. So as we look at Enoch walking with God, how special is that? You know, when I die, if the only thing that's said about me, would that be the most awesome thing for you to say that he walked with God? Think about that for yourself. You walk with God. The thing about walking with someone else also is that you're walking on the same path. You know, you're going in the same direction if you're walking with them. Jesus tells us take the narrow, the straight path. And that's the path that he's on. We just, you know, sang that song, Jesus Hold My Hand. We have this relationship with him as we walk with him. A very special one. And so the question, and what I'm trying to get out today is, how's your walk with God? Are you walking with God? You know, Russ came to me and he said, you know, would you like to speak? I thought about it, as you should. And I said, yes. But the men on Wednesday nights have been going through a book, Walking with God. It's been a great book. It's been very, very good. And Russ, during this time of studying, about midway through, he said, I've got this new lesson series that I'm coming out with. And it's I'm going to focus on our relationship, growing a relationship with God. And I said, well, Russ, isn't everybody in the Lord growing with him? You know, isn't everyone in the church growing with him? He looked at me, he's like, no. And I gave him my look. I've given you all. You're like, he's lost. A lot of people know God. They know what he has said. But they don't have a personal relationship with him. And that just, so I thought, what would I say to somebody? How I have a relationship with God. I need him. And I don't know how anyone could live without him. And so I have this personal relationship with him, as you do. And what would I say? What scripture would I take people to kind of show them that it's not just about knowing? So this is what I came up with, and that's what I want to share with you today. And I want to go to a scripture that we go to a lot in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. But I want to look at it a little different. It's a hard scripture. Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So I want to focus on, as Jesus said, on that day. And to think about that day. To think about that day for you and I. We come together and we worship as a church. We need each other. But on that day, we will stand and we will meet Jesus. You and Jesus. Not the church. You and Jesus. And on that day, there's a picture that's being, you know, on the internet of Jesus welcoming somebody to the kingdom with his arms wide open. And that's what we're looking forward to, isn't it? You look at this scripture and it's hard. And it makes us shake that some people are going to be turned away. But we look forward to it. We look forward to Jesus opening His arms and welcoming us in. As we were singing and talking about, there's going to be no more tears, no more pain, worry, fear. The struggle is going to be gone. We are going to be where we always wanted to be. We're finally going to make it. It's going to be the biggest moment of our lives. The biggest moment of our lives. When we meet Jesus face to face. I want to talk about the rich young ruler. It's in Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 20 through 21. And it reads, "Teacher," he declared, "all these things I have kept since I was a boy." He kept all the law as a boy. He kept the Ten Commandments. And he was telling Jesus that he kept them all. That's easy. I've done them all since I was a boy. And then Jesus looked at him and it says, loved him. "One thing you lack," he says, "go sell everything you have and give to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." Jesus loved him. Jesus loves everybody. Everybody. He created everybody. Everything and everyone has been made through Jesus. And he loves his creation. But he said, you know, leave everything. But what he said was, then come follow me. Come with me. Walk with me. Have a relationship with me. That's what he's saying to this man. But he said he had great wealth. He chose his wealth. He walked away. He chose his wealth over a loving Savior. The one who died for him. Or was going to die for him. And many people are going to make that decision. But he did all these good things. And in Matthew chapter 7, they did all these good things. But let's turn to 1 Corinthians, the love chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I think it's read at every wedding. Maybe one day it'll be read at my wedding. But let's see. It says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noising gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." You can do everything. You can do. He could have given up his wealth, the rich young ruler. The people, you know, who cried out, "Lord, Lord," who did all these wonders in his name. They didn't have love for Jesus. They did not have a relationship with Jesus. That is my belief, that the people that are turned away will be the ones that did not have a relationship with Jesus. The people that are going to heaven are those who walk with God, who love God. We're not going to do it perfectly. But do we love Him? Do we have a relationship? That's my belief, who's going to heaven. Not who does everything. You can do everything right or try to. But if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because that's what He wants. If you look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 through 6, it says, "We know that we have come to know Him if we keep His commands. Whoever says, 'I know him,' but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his words, love for God is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. We cannot walk with God. We cannot walk with our Savior if we don't walk like him. Liars don't love Jesus. They might say they do, but it's a lie. It's false gospel that continues to be preached today. It was preached back then, and that's what John was talking about. You know, the body's sinful, and it just matters whether you believe in God and Jesus or not. Do whatever you want to do, and that's basically what's been taught right now. You can know Jesus, and you will go to heaven. He'll forgive you. Yes, he will forgive you. But are you really sorry? Are you really trying to stop that problem that you have with sin, whatever it may be? And we all have a struggle. We get over, we defeat one struggle. He gets us through. How many struggles has he gotten us over? Which is amazing. Just in my life, I know in yours too. One by one, we come to a struggle. We lean on him. He gets us through. He gets us over. That's what we said this morning. You know, I know somebody, and maybe you know somebody like-minded, who's married and has children. He's got a girlfriend. And he makes it known. And he's torn between the two, and he asked me to pray for him. And I said, you need to pray. I said, I'll pray for you, but you need to pray and you need to stop. You know, that's not love for your wife. He said, you don't understand. I said, well, one day you're going to face God. And he said, well, God loves me. And that's true. That is true. God loves everybody, just like I said. That's not the question. The question is, do you love him? Do you love Jesus? But he thinks he's fine. He thinks he loves Jesus. He doesn't love Jesus, because if he loved Jesus, he'd know Jesus. How can you love someone you don't know? You say you know somebody. You think that Jesus would allow you to hurt your wife like that and to hurt that whatever woman that is? But that's in the society that we live today. Believe and you will be saved. No. Walk with God and you will be saved. Walk with him, and he will teach you. Stick to his teachings, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's a fake relationship. Let me ask you, in what other relationship in this life can you try to get over on somebody? And we're not talking about just a person. We're talking about Almighty God. Someone who wants a relationship with you. And it's done everything for it. And you walk away. That's the evil. That you would choose that over a loving Savior. In this society now, you think about the word obedience, command. It's pretty much those are bad words. What authority do we have now in this society where anybody obeys commands or has any kind of respect for authority? It's crazy. But Almighty God, what are these commands that he gives us? They are to love. They're to love. They're not selfish for him. They're to love. Look, I love you this much. And I want you to love others. That's what the command is. That's a loving God. John chapter 15 is one of my favorites. I love the Gospel of John, but John chapter 15. You know, that's a song we sing, "He Called Me Friend." In verse 9, it reads, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other." Jesus says, remain in my love. Walk with me again. It's what he wants. He talks about joy. Did you know that we can bring God joy? Did you know that? He loves us, we love him. This is a relationship just like you and I have. Except he's perfect. It's a relationship. You know, we're walking with him. He's with us. We can make him happy. We can bring him joy. We can make him proud. We can tell him that we love him. He likes that. No one loves us more than Jesus. You've got your mama. Mama loves you. You got your father. You love your children. You love your spouse. Nobody here on earth can love us like Jesus. Nobody has done close to what he has done for us. He's perfect. His love is perfect. His word is perfect. What he commands for us to do is perfect. It all comes down to this. John chapter 21. Jesus has been crucified. He's been resurrected. He's walking on the beach and he sees them fishing. They're out there fishing. Peter's out there fishing with the other disciples. And he calls them in and he's got some food prepared for them. And he's sitting down and he asks Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said, "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." And again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." Then a third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And it says, Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." You know, you might love somebody. If you love them, they know you love them. Do you need to tell them? God wants to hear that. God wants us to sing to him like we've been singing. That's valuable to him. We are valuable to him. Our relationship with him is valuable. Jesus gave up everything he had for us. So what are we holding back? We all have a struggle going on right now. What is it that's holding us back?
He gave everything. Jesus gave everything. All the way to death. Even to come down here, he gave up heaven. What's keeping us from growing closer in relationship to him? That's what we've been studying for the last couple weeks. And it's been a great study. Brian's done an excellent job too. Look, Jesus knows who's walking with him. We know what, this is the truth right here. We know whether we're walking with him. We know. Those people in Matthew chapter 7, they knew. You can't lie. You can't mock God. He will not be mocked. He knows. But this is the thing. Jesus wants us closer to him. He wants us to grow closer to him. Minji Wei, I'll bring it up. Don't want to embarrass you because this is a great thing. And this is what young Christians inspire us to do. She says, I just want to be closer to him. And Judy, back there, you want to be closer to him. Doesn't matter how long you walk with him, you want to be closer to him. And that is what we should want. One day we will be with him, and that's what we talked about this morning. We will be with him. You will be closer than you ever imagined you could be to him when you leave here. But until then, we yearn to be with him. We long to be with him. We have a relationship with him now, but it's going to be different when we meet him. But we are walking with him. We are holding his hand if we stay on that path. So what we need to do is we need to pray for it. We need to long for it. As we walk with him, we need to acknowledge him. You know, during these lessons, that's what I've been trying to do. Whether something went right here or, you know, just during my day. What if you walk with somebody and you never talk to them? Like a teenager does with their parents. I mean, that's not right. Because as a parent, I want my teen to talk to me. You know, remember? Just talk to me. God wants us to talk. And we should talk. And we should acknowledge. We should give him praise. We go to him when we're down on our knees. We go to him when we're down. But we need to walk with him every minute. Satan's working on trying to disrupt us. He gets us busy. The cell phone, squirrel, whatever. We need to talk with him and focus on him. Look, Enoch was humble. He knew who he was, and he knew who God was. And that's one of the things that if you don't love him, you do not hold him in his position where he's at, in your mind and in your heart. He should be the king in your heart. If you love him, he will be there. If not, you're not going to value his relationship with you. You're not going to love like he does. Because if we need his love. In John chapter 15, the Father loves Jesus. Jesus loves us. It's a circle. If we don't have a relationship with Christ, we will not be able to love the way that he loved. We have to walk with him. I hope you got something out of this. And I appreciate the opportunity to study and he wants us, he died for us to have a relationship with him. He wants us that bad. So when we look at chapter 7 and we say, you know, that's pretty hard. Jesus turns his back and says, I never knew you. He gets no pleasure in that, I guarantee you. He's sad because he loved that person. The problem is that person just didn't love him. So we need to grow in love with Jesus and encourage one another as we do. Derek? Okay. Do we have the phone numbers on the screen? Because we have an invitation. If we need prayers, if you need prayers, you can text Dale and Wes. If one of y'all will come up to receive somebody, we're going to sing a song. That if you need prayers here, we can pray for you. If you're not a Christian, if you do not walk with Christ, if you want to have a relationship with Him, He wants to have a relationship with you, then come forward or call. We will make that happen. We'll show you. We will take you to Jesus and introduce you to Him. He's with us. So if you need us, if you need help, come forward as we sing. Thank you.